Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies, graciously supported by our listeners, Management Learning, and the European Group for Organizational Studies. This is a supplement to episode 90, where we discussed a classic work in organization theory, Organizations in Action, Social Science Bases of Administrative Theory by James D. Thompson, originally published in 1967. Thompson's book begins with a clarion call, as follows. Quote, complex organizations, manufacturing firms, hospitals, schools, armies, community agencies, are ubiquitous in modern societies, but our understanding of them is limited and segmented. Surveying the literature up to then, Thompson produced a series of novel propositions that challenged the dominant rational view in administration and revealed the role of the social environment in the way organizations function. The aim was to develop a foundation for administrative theory based on insights across the social sciences and inspired by ideas on complexity. This was no easy task. In the book's Part 1, Thompson develops a long list of propositions based on the rational model. Propositions about rationality itself, what the purposes and tasks of organizations were understood to be, how they were designed, and how they assessed themselves. Many of these propositions began with or included the phrase, under norms of rationality, which allows for presenting these propositions in terms of the dominant literature of the time, still based heavily on looking at organizations as closed systems. For example, his first proposition, number 2.1, reads as follows. Under norms of rationality, organizations seek to seal off their core technologies from environmental influences. He then describes how this is a conclusion drawn from extant literature based on the rational model. Thompson refers to numerous case studies and makes frequent reference to classic works we have touched on in other episodes, such as March and Simon, Chandler and Guldner, to build these propositions. But he also provided a basis for understanding and comparing subsequent texts. The propositions are less about providing a central research agenda than they are in laying out a cohesive and comprehensive argument. He not only presents the argument as a recapitulation of rational model thinking, but also hints at its limitations, which become the focus in the second part of the book. There, Thompson draws more substantially on the natural model of organizations and develops an open systems view of organizations, a perspective that was emerging at the time and has become central in organization and management theory. He examines through these lenses the variable human who confounded rationality, the exercise of discretion, and the sheer complexity that emerged from the ordinary collision of individual and organizational needs, wants, and expectations. After painting such a rich picture, Thompson sketches a new view of administration where co-alignment is its basic function. Co-alignment is the result of efforts to synthesize the individual's perspectives together with the organization's various, quote, streams of institutionalized action, end quote, over time and space. He proposes that administration is a rather processual and collective endeavor in organizations which is constantly running up against a paradox. While flexibility is required to achieve and sustain co-alignment, there is a continuous push for greater control. Presenting the dynamics and tensions that make up organizations and management, Thompson's work presented scholars with a broad research agenda that remains relevant to this day. Now, the book may appear dense at first glance because of the theoretical grounding of the arguments, but the extensive uses of case studies makes Thompson's work easy to follow. The primary challenge is understanding the terms he developed and proposed, some of which have been replaced by other lexicon in contemporary literature. Regardless, it provides terrific insights into how Thompson and other scholars first formed their understandings of complexity in organizations and the challenges of incorporating simultaneously an attention to individuals and the social environment into organization theory. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. We also thank the Management Learning Journal and the European Group for Organizational Studies for their generous support and the support of our wonderful listeners. Thank you for listening and have a great day.